Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We got a great show for you today. Yeah, a couple of really cool hours. How to stay sane in a world going mad. Yep, my very special guest, Bob Hillary. But got to wait for Bob because he's calling in from a place like, what do we say that, Benny? Like across the pond? What do we say? How do we say that?
Yeah, it looks very, majestic in a way, too. I mean,
majestic.
Yeah, looked like it.
Yeah. That's what it looked like. But, you know, here's the thing I want to say about this. Here's the thing I want to say about this topic. Myself and a friend of mine, Susan, who's going to be doing a show here, we're working with her on her brand, building it up. She's got a great message into the world. And one of the things that, Benny, that we talk about a lot is, especially those of us that have been in recovery, right? That if you come from a family like mine, where the norm in my family was not drinking and not using, that was not like that. That was like not the norm in my family. Like from a very, very young age, all of us were in an environment where I'm just like saying, I can't believe I'm alive today. But my two sisters are not. Actually, my two stepsisters are not alive today. My sister is not alive today, and my stepmom's not alive today. But the question really is, you know, how do we stay sane in a world going mad? And, you know, the thing that I love about this in the book that Bob has written is that you could take his message and literally overlay it to just about every culture, just about every place in life, just about every scenario you want to have for yourself. Because Bob knows about this. Bob Hillary is a musician, writer, and this the first book, look, he got hooked up to do music, release 4 albums. He has an international fan base. He's a regular blogger. I mean, let's just talk about this. He is out in the world. And sometimes when you're out in the world, you become part of the world, but you also can become engulfed by the world. And let me just tell you what that means for me. Once upon a time, I had this life where I went into my corporate job and I did my corporate job and I did it every day and I just did it. And for me, I thought, I'm gonna be retiring from here. You know, I'm gonna like be working for this company, I'm retiring. But what happens if that is not the plan for you? What happens if all of a sudden you happen to be part of a change in the psychological contract of work where literally one day the rules are you work really hard for the company and we're going to pay you back by giving you a pension. But what happens when the rules of that game change? Now, what happens when one company starts to do it, which was Exxon, and they had one of the first downsizings. And then, of course, the phone company, formerly known as the phone company, formerly known as Ma Bell, they decide they are going to follow suit. Now, fast forward to where we are today. And here's what I want to say. I have pretty much been fired from every job I've ever owned. Yes, it is true. I had to fact check myself because Linda said to me, that's not true. And I said, when was that not true? Fired from Bell Labs, 24 and a half years, went back to school, started to do consulting in Seattle, right? Didn't agree with the value system of that company, fired from that company. and off we go. But even in the middle of all of that, what happens when you take a moment and you decide to get and live off the grill? Not the grid, the grill. Because for me, I had to get off the grill. I was getting burn marks on my butt. But what happens when you do that? What do you learn? There are two times in my life that I've done that. One happened to be something that I didn't choose to do, and that's be homeless. And two was enter into a world that I knew nothing about. Today, that's what we're going to hear, is how do we look at what it means to be an earth warrior and look at these practices and what do we do to put them in our lives? So today, I want to have everybody out there, I'd love for you to meet Bob, Bob Hillary. Bob, can you hear me okay? How are you doing?
I can hear you good, Dr. Pat. Yeah, I'm here.
Cool. You know, let's talk about off the grid. I called it off the grill because I'll tell you, the times that in my life that I had to really step back and get away, I just felt like I was literally the walking dead. I really didn't remember parts of myself. What was it like for you right before you made that decision to do that?
Yeah, I relate to the walking dead thing. yeah, man, that's what I've been breaking free from, you know?
I know. I want to be Michonne, though. I want to be Michonne, like, with, you know, that saber out there. Like, I literally reference Walking Dead right there. But for you, did you feel like I did? Did you feel like that?
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. I just got to a point where it's like, I got to live differently, you know? This isn't working for me. Best thing I ever did. Absolutely best thing.
So let's talk about this for a little bit, because I work with women. I work with women all over the world. And one of the things that gets confusing for us sometimes is that, like, how did you do that, Pat? How did you do that, Bob? How did you do that? You know, how did you do something you didn't have a sense of what the end game was going to be? And this is a thing to talk about, because you enter a different part of your life's journey when you do that, even if you don't know what it's going to look like. You didn't know what it was going to look like, did you?
I didn't really know what it's going to look like. I mean, I've always wanted to live like sustainably since I was a kid, so I've always had the dream. Mm-hmm. But no, I didn't know what it's gonna look like. I mean, I had a little idea. Mm-hmm. But interesting that you say you work with women, because this journey was very much led by my partner. You know, she was the visionary, she was the dreamer of this, really. She dreamed it into being. I took the action, she dreamed it.
So, you know, isn't that, though, the 1-2 punch, to have somebody like that in your life to do that? But then here's a question for you, and maybe for both of you, I guess, is some people think it takes an act of courage to do this. I don't remember it like that. I remember it as pure desperation. Tell me about you. What were you feeling?
I was definitely feeling desperation. That was pretty high, and I think that's pretty up for a lot of people right now with the world situation. Yeah, it definitely came out of a place of desperation, but you know, it definitely courage too. You know, there was definitely some courage. It does take courage to step out of the so-called norm, you know. But I think right now on planet Earth, you know, we're all being encouraged to step out of the norm, because the norm clearly isn't working anymore, and I think we're being forced to change. Which I think is great. It's really awesome, but it's looking pretty challenging for a lot of people, because we're all very caught in a norm, aren't we, you know? Mm-hmm. And we're very used to the norm, and we've got used to the way things are, and so this is a very challenging time for a lot of people, because the norm is breaking. right now. You know, COVID is breaking, forcibly breaking the norm. And we've all got to learn how to ride this wave, because it's not about to stop. You know, this is a big wave we're on right now on the planet. And hence my book, you know, that's why I put it out this time, because I've foreseen this, this happening on the planet at this time. You know, I've been seeing this coming for a while. And so that's why I wrote this book, for this time, to help people, you know, to navigate these challenging times, because they are challenging. They're exciting,
yeah,
but they're challenging, you know.
Well, let's talk about how challenging they are. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad you did decide to release the book. I'm so glad you did get the book out for this time. Because when I looked at what you wrote in the book, and I looked at, you know, different aspects of what you've learned, I too learned these. And I want to come out of the gate with this question for you, if I could. Bob Hillary is joining me here today. For you folks out there, go to bobhillary.com. We'll give you a lot of information. One of the things I learned in I have a hard time explaining it. When people ask me what my experience of getting off the grid was like, I sometimes don't have words, right? But when I look at what you've put in the book, it's very clear to me again what I did learn. And I want to start out with with one of the first things you talk about, connecting with nature every day. I can't tell you, when I'm coaching women all over the world, I give them something very specific to do every day. And it is very, very difficult until they break some old habits. So let's talk about connecting with nature, because one of the exercises I give the folks that I work with to do before we even do any work, I say every day, take off your shoes and go walk on grass for at least 90 seconds. Take off your shoes and go walk on grass, 90 seconds. And do you know how hard that is for people to do, Bob?
Really?
Okay, why? I swear.
That's what they
ask me. That's what they say to me. They're like, why? They're like, why, Pat? You know, why?
Why walk barefoot on nature? That's what they say.
You know why? I mean, we are in such... Think about where you and I were before we decided to do a little off-the-grid traveling.
Yeah.
If somebody would have said to me, I'm back on the East Coast, and they would have said to me, Pat, you live on 4 acres. Take your shoes off and walk in the grass. I'm not sure what I would have said, but the answer is I don't have time for that. We don't have time not to do it. Tell us what the connection to nature meant to you. How did it transform you?
I learned quite literally to put my feet on the earth. Now I live from that place, that connection. Whereas before, I was disconnected. And I'm someone who's been brought up on a farm, you know, in rural England.
Wow.
You know, and I was still disconnected from the earth more than I realized. And clearly, you know, we're living in times where, with all this technology flying around, you know, people are more disconnected from the earth than ever before. And it's terrifying what I see happening to people, without getting heavy on you. And for me, like, the remedy to these times is just to connect with nature so much. Like, it's my life. It's how I live. If I don't connect with nature, I go nuts. And I am amazed at how people are, you know, surviving out there without making connecting with nature a daily thing. Because it's just my remedy. You know, I'm actually doing this interview from out in nature right now. And yes, I am barefoot. It's a beautiful sunny evening here in England. It's just, you know, this nature for me equals sanity. And calm and peace. And you know, if I don't balance, if I don't, you know, yes, I use the internet, but if I don't balance out my internet use, my online use with equal amounts of nature time, you know, I go a bit doolally, and I see a lot of people going real doolally right now. Do you guys say that word over there, doolally?
We don't. We just call it crazy.
Well, there you go. You're getting a bit of English vocabulary.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I see people right now going nuts. People are going nuts.
They are. And you know what scares me? And I want to ask you about this. You know what scares me about what you just said? This is what I've learned about my own life. And I'd love for you to share this too. What the public saw of me on the outside, like what my friends, what they saw, right? When I was like maybe at my worst many different times in my life, right? My best friend, Linda, she has seen me. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you, right? What's underneath the tip of the iceberg is so much more. That's what concerns me, because I've been there and you've been there. We are only seeing the tip of the iceberg, right?
In terms of what do you mean?
What people are really experiencing right now.
Yeah, I think we're seeing a whole way of life breaking down. You know, it's pretty full on, actually. And you know, this is a time where people are looking for answers. And hey, nature's the answer. You know,
nature's
the answer. In my humble opinion, nature has all the answers for us. And in this time, I think we're being called to return to nature. I think we're being called to create sustainable eco villages all over the whole world that are nature based, where we live in touch with the earth and we grow our own food, and we live in the vibration and the energy of nature, and we learn how to respect nature. And nature is the teacher, you know, rather than the ego and the government. You know, I think that governments are on their way out. And I think that the ego is on the way out, because we're moving into a time on the earth where we're moving into the heart more. And, you know, what's actually ending right now is the patriarchal ways. You know, the patriarchal ways of doing things, the masculine is making way for the feminine, and this is apt given your work with women. You know, this is a time where the feminine is being called to rise and is rising on it, coming back to balance out all the over masculine in our societies. And you know, that's going to look really different, because the feminine knows how to listen to nature more, whereas the masculine isn't so good at that. And so you guys are here to teach us and to teach men how to listen to nature and to listen to the earth. And over these decades to come, this is about changing the way we do things on the earth and changing our societies, and you know, getting back to listening to the earth more, because clearly the way we're doing things isn't kicking it. We're raping the earth, and that's clearly not working. For us or the planet. So this is what I'm all about, you know?
Yeah, and here's what I want to do. I want to take a short break, because when we come back, Bob, what I want to talk to you about is I want to talk about what it looks like to become an earth warrior. And the reason this is so important is, you know, my first engagement of getting off the grid happened so just oddly for me. And I now know that spirit was guiding this every point of the way. And when we talk about becoming an earth warrior, it is a sense of inner strength that's hard to depict. And it's only depicted in the stories. You know, when I came back from my first adventure off the grid, everybody wanted to know from me, what was it like? All they saw was how beaten up and dirty I was, and all the insect bites and a couple of interactions with lizards and rattlesnakes and That's what they saw. And when we come back, I want to talk with you about how we renew our humanity energy of our humanness by the energy that Mother Earth is willing to share with us. Because when I read your book, that is the sense I get. Let's take a short break. When we come back, more about being an Earth warrior. And what I want to say to all of you out there, and I'm just saying it, are y'all ready to take your shoes off and get yourself in the grass somewhere? 90 seconds of your life. Can you do it? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirit Exchange Moment. Do you want to be the best you can be? Do you want to live your dream life? Anything is possible when you choose to consciously evolve. Begin by noticing your reaction to things in your everyday life. When a reaction is uncomfortable, this is a sign that there's an inner root cause that has triggered you and it's calling out to be healed. Take action to transform and heal those limiting beliefs or trauma experiences that no longer serve you. Take time daily to recognize your reactions and then set out to heal and release them using one of many somatic healing modalities available. How will you choose to evolve today? Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Divine Transmissions Radio with host Lisa Marie. Tune in every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Lisa Marie, Shakti Ma, helps you to reach deeper levels of the self and create a powerful space of healing, learning, and transcendence. Divine Transmissions Radio. For more information, visit ShaktiMa.net. That's ShaktiMa.net.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I want to just mention that you can get your copy of Bob Hillary's book. Certainly, there's a lot of ways to do it. I want to make sure you go to Bob's website, bobhillary.com, HillaRY.com. Check it out. There's a lot of things there. Bob's also a musician, and we're going to talk about that a little bit too. But when you take a look at the book, you're going to get multiple aspects of what this is like. So let me tell you what I mean. Sometimes when I talk about my journey, and I think, Benny, we've only done a couple of shows where I really shared what that experience was like for me. You know, the good news is I wrote things down so I could talk to people from what I wrote and I didn't have to explain it because I didn't have words. Bob, on the other hand, is living every day. It's living this life. Now, the question is, what can we do to begin to make a change that may in fact be saving our lives. What do we need to do? Bob, thank you for joining me here today. I want to really dig right in to a couple of things. I know you're doing this book tour. You're talking to people pretty much everywhere. But I want to really pull out some things from the book. I know the book is called Simplify. But there are many layers to simplify. When people hear the word simplify, they go to a place of, wow, that seems really boring. Cannot tell you that for me. My experience in high desert of California, really off the grid, it was anything but that, right? So yeah. Can we talk for a minute about what you learned and are learning now to help us become Earth Warriors?
Well, yeah. I mean, people say, you know, boring. What do you do when you live off grid? And that's the whole point. Is we're living in a way of life these days that's it's nuts. It's crazy. It's crazy. People are starting to go crazy. It's too fast. You know, people are starting to feel it, you know. People are starting to feel the fry, you know. Everywhere I go, people are like, I'm not sure about this, you know. The internet is frying me out, you know. Social media is frying my brain. I can't think straight. You know, I can't sleep at night. And yeah, you know. That's why I went off grid, get away from that stuff. So in terms of, you know, remedies for these days, these times we live in, yeah, man, right now we could be looking to nature because nature, I you know, for those that don't know, I'm still surprised that people don't know this. It's really simple. Nature offers us calm and peace. It's like, all you have to do is just go into nature and you're going to feel calm and peaceful. It's just that simple. Why? Because nature, it's actually, if you want a bit of science behind this, like nature holds a frequency of 8 hertz, which is the frequency of om. And, when you go into nature, your body just picks up on that frequency and it calms you down. So when you actually live in that frequency, which is what I believe is coming to us all, we're going to have regeneration of our societies where we you know, we create eco-villages and we live in the frequency of nature, then our entire beings, we can start to operate from that place, that frequency, which is a place of calm and a place of, you know, peace. Imagine the whole world living from a place of calm and peace. That is what I'm talking about. That's what we want, no?
Yeah.
You know, just so you know, the frequency of the internet, which I know that we're on right now, is 24,000 hertz. Mm-hmm. And nature is 8 hertz. So when you're on the internet and you're on the internet all the time, you're actually allowing your frequency, your personal frequency as a human being to vibrate at 24,000 hertz, which is a lot of hertz, which is why, my friends, you're so stressed out. It's because you're vibrating at that extremely high frequency, which is a very stressful frequency. If this is sounding a bit weird to people, it's okay. But yeah, what we're talking about is, you know, de-stressing in these times. And when we can come out into nature, it's just actually about frequency. We de-stress out here. This is why I live in nature and why more and more people are feeling the call to do the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way that I learned about this, the way my doctor talked to me about it, my naturopath talked to me about it, is, she said, have you ever noticed electric friction, right? Static. We call it static, right? A short in a wire. We have wiring in our homes, whatever that is for people. Something which causes something with the flow of energy to just work so much harder than it needs to work. I mean, anybody that ever owned a computer knows what happens when that computer is working harder than the capacity that it has within it to process in gigahertz, right? Yeah. And it just gets hot. And you know this because you're given this CPU and you got your computer turned on, but you're really like crunching it. You're crunching it. Your machine gets hot. You're pushing the machine past the limit of its capacity. And so when she talked about this, and she talked about the impact of 5G, right? And when she's talking about this, she would demonstrate what the energy field of a person would look like once they've stepped away from their computer, because we're still carrying that electromagnetic field with us. And when you talked about it in that way, one of the things that I'm struck by that we don't realize, Bob, is we are like computers. We have a certain level of capacity to process those electromagnetic, I mean, whether it's electromagnetic or it's toxins, right? You know, our bodies can put in a certain amount of toxins and we won't die, but our body has to work harder. We're almost at the point now where the human body, as it was meant to be, has already exhausted its capacity to handle the electromagnetic energy, just even if you don't turn a computer on. You've got to find a way to step away, we've got to find a way both physically, emotionally, and spiritually to revive that part of us, to rejuvenate it. And isn't that in essence what Simplify is about? It's about being able, if you can't be off the grid all the time, we've got to find a way to enable ourselves to get back to the natural, powerful force that we have. And I think that becoming an Earth Warrior is a good start.
Yeah, I'm really glad you're talking about this stuff and the 5G stuff and that you get it, because a lot of people don't get it yet.
Scares me to death. The 5G thing is just crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, it's good to be aware of this stuff at this time, because I don't know about in America, but the 5G is literally being turned on as we speak here in the UK.
Yeah.
And people wonder, you know, you guys out there, you wonder why you're so flipping stressed out right now. That this is largely, like Dr. Pat says, like you say, Pat, we're being manipulated. We're being manipulated with frequency. There are Wi-Fi towers, 5G towers, all over the globe. They are being rolled out. And this, one of the things that I've seen in my time of stepping away from society into the mountains here in England and stepping away, is that what happened when I stepped away is that I was able to see society from the outside. And what I saw was really full on, actually. I saw that we're being manipulated with frequency, with Wi-Fi, with mobile phone cell towers everywhere. And it's kind of designed to trap us in a very low frequency, where we're operating in a low frequency. And these low frequencies do not have our best. We're living in a time where you know, our governments are trying to control us. The patriarchy, which is what runs our governments, it doesn't want to let go. it's going to have to let go because the astrology of these times is pointing, is this is a time of change, and the patriarchy is going to have to let go. But it, in its dying throes, if you will, it's going to have a big shot. It's going to have a good shot at trying to keep us in control. And that looks like frequency control, and it looks like 5G, and it looks like compulsory vaccination. It looks pretty heavy, man. And this is a time where you, each one of you guys listening to this show, this is a time where we're going to be individually and collectively challenged as to how you respond to these times. And
yeah,
this is a full-on time we're living in, and it's not going to get easier until we find our power, our personal power again.
Well, let's talk about this. Let's get back to what you said. I want to get back to this because Earth Warrior, Mother Earth, your book Simplify, right? And there's so many things in your book. There's so many things that when I think about the tips that you've come and put in here. But I want to get back to something that we're kind of alluding to, which is super important to talk about. You know, you tell your story in the book, right? And you go through and you talk about it. And when I read this about you, that your parents grew your own food on the farm, I mean, it is very clear to me when I hear other people do that and they talk about growing up on a farm, organic farm or otherwise, there's such a beautiful intersection of the masculine and the feminine that you know, in the work that I do and some of the research that I've done and the studies that I've published, what I find is when you get to the conversation that you're having with me today, there's this beautiful backdrop a lot of times. The other thing I also found, not related to this, was people went through some kind of devastation. So you either had this experience or you crashed and burned. But here's the thing. I was asked, I did a show the other day and I did a post on social media. And so I didn't do enough of my research on it, but I went back and I made a comment and I said, the Dalai Lama got it wrong. And people wanted to know what I meant by that. And what I meant by that is the Dalai Lama said that we, the people here, I think he called it the women from the West. I can't remember his exact words. But we were going to become the leaders. We were going to be. And you know what the game changer is on that? And it's probably still partially true. The countries that have the best, and this is a little bit off topic, but not. The countries that have or are having the best response, or at least tracking them through most of 4 or 5 months of this year, they have one thing in common. They have women leaders. Women leaders. I never thought in a million years that one of the hottest ticket items was to get a t-shirt with Angela Merkel on it. With the Chancellor of Germany. That's one of the hottest ticket items right now is her speech that she gave in German translated and an AM mask. Now, did it take this kind of awakening for us to consider a different way? Are we getting put through our own version of off the grid? A different metaphor, but kind of the same idea that you write about in your book. What's your thought on that?
I'm not totally 100% clear on the question, but
we're getting a different kind of wake-up call. you know, for me, when I went on my off the grid experience, I had a spiritual transformation. I mean, I wasn't the same woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Not, you know what I mean? I was like, people were like, what happened to you? I came back. I couldn't do the job I had. I couldn't finish my degree with the same topic. I mean, literally, they wanted to take me and get me evaluated, right?
Yeah.
But I felt great. And I think we're having a very similar wake-up call. It's not quite the same that you write about or that I'm experiencing, but we're not literally the things that we were willing to accept 6 months ago, we're not willing to accept today. And I don't have other words to explain it. We have been forced to simplify our lives.
Yeah, yeah, right. This is the really positive of this time, huh?
Yeah.
It's funny you talk about the female prime ministers in countries that are doing well, because I'm actually feeling quite called to go to live in New Zealand, actually.
Yeah.
Where the prime minister is feminine, and you know, they've had like zero COVID over there. It's like hello, it's a no-brainer. And you know, over here in England, we have this idiot prime minister, Boris Johnson, who's a, you know, boarding school boy. He's just a, you know, it's a farce, and we're in a mess over here, you know, and just like you guys are in a mess over there. And you know, I don't know. I want to live in a country where it feels safe, and where I know that you know, people around me aren't going to lose their heads because of poor leadership. So yeah, I don't know. I'm all for like more of the divine feminine stepping into its power in leadership in this time. And I encourage all and any women watching this this show tonight to really start stepping up, you know.
Yeah.
And the men are looking to be guided right now. We're, you know, I'm a guy who's done a lot of work on himself, and I have done a lot of work on my inner feminine. So I'm pretty balanced as a guy, but I can't speak for all men right now, but I think generally a lot of men are quite lost right now. And what's going to help them at this time? You stepping up and actually, you know, guiding and saying, hey, this way, you know, nature, you know, listen. Us women know how to listen to nature. So
yes,
learn from us.
I was just going to ask you about that. And I want to talk about it because it's in your book, but it's really one of the most important aspects I get from what you're saying. And you just nailed it. Whether you're a man or a woman, whether you have light skin or dark skin, whether you are part of a community like the LGBTQ community or not, you are a person, a human. But one of the things you said, and one of the things I learned from being off the grid, you just said it, and I don't want to blow by it, because it's so important. You know how important it is? It made it in the Stephen Covey 7 Habits of Highly Effective People book. And out of everybody that read that, very few could actually do it. And it's listen to understand. It's listening with empathy. And I'll tell you, if you are, for lack of a better phrase, if you are out off the grid with Mother Nature, so powerful, you either learn to listen or you are not going to make it. Did you learn that being off the grid?
Oh, my God. I love it. I love that you're saying this. Yes, this was my biggest challenge from moving off grid. And you know what? Actually, I lost my beloved wife in that experience. I'm not with her right now because it was so hard for me to listen as a man. And you know what? The whole time, that 2 years off grid, she, my beloved partner, ex-wife, she was trying to tell me and teach me about how to listen, and it was very difficult for me as a man. It hit all my blocks. It hit my ego, and my ego didn't want to know. Mm. And you know what? It was only through her leaving me that I got forced to, like, I'm like, oh my God, she was right. And now she, you know, it's like my ego got decimated through her leaving me. And that's the fierce love I had to get to be able to listen. And now, you know what? I can listen. And I am listening, and I'm teaching others how to do this. And I'm teaching. I do a lot of men's work, Pat.
Yeah.
I'm about to co-run a big men's gathering here in the UK, and I'm going to run a workshop on how to listen, because this is what the Earth and Gaia taught me, and it's the biggest, most important lesson right now. And men, we really. You know, we need to learn how to do this, because this is the issue on planet Earth right now.
Yeah. And
we are raping the Earth because we don't know how to.
We don't listen.
We don't know listen. And that wound, it's time for that wound to heal. And the only way that wound's going to heal is if the women take the role and step up and teach us men, because we don't know how. We've been taught in our schooling not to listen. We've been taught that to listen is weak. So please guide us in this time. Teach us how to remember how to listen. That we really want this, you know, us men. We really want this. And we really welcome you to step up and teach this, you know. I'm so glad we're talking about this. This is so juicy.
It's the most important thing. And it's in your book, and it's really clear for me that this has been for you. You know, you and I have a lot in common. I have lost dear loved one because, now this may be a shock, but it's a little teary-eyed here for me. It is one of the hardest things to talk to. I work with women all over the world who did what I did. They followed a model to be successful in the workplace, to really sell every part of who they are or what they've learned to become a woman. So I help women today remember who they are. And I think what you're doing is so fantastic that someday maybe we will do a joint event for men and women to learn from each other, to learn how to do this one thing. And, you know, my experience with Earth, and it sounds like yours too, you know, I mean, I put 15 women out in a field once, and I asked corporate women, executive, high-powered women out in a field, and I asked them to listen. It's the funniest thing I've ever done. And I asked them to listen for 10 minutes. The first day, all they could hear were the airplanes. Every once in a while, the planes coming over, right? The second day, they could hear some form of animal, insect in the nature. By the time we got to the seventh day, they could hear the grass moving. We need to learn how to hear the grass moving again, Bob.
Yeah, we really do. Yeah.
Your book is powerful beyond the words that are in it. Your message and your story is a depiction of a future that we can all have and encompass and share with others. But you know, my Native friends have taught me so much in these off-the-grid journeys, rituals, and experiences. You know, how to sit on a rock with a rattlesnake for 8 hours because both of us refuse to move. You ever have that with, you ever decide to take a rattlesnake on a rock because the rattlesnake won't let you sit there and you want to defy the rattlesnake? I have to say, I don't recommend that experience, but if you happen to do it, you will learn how to listen to that snake. Bob, thank you for today. I want to ask you a couple things here. We've talked about a lot. I would love to hear what your message is for everyone, and please let them know how to find out more about you and how to get a copy of your book.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for listening, folks. So anyone that's tuned in, sending loads of love here from sunny, beautiful England. I wrote this book called Simplify, How to Stay Sane in a World Going Mad. I wrote it when I was living off grid. It's a book designed to, in quite a humorous, upbeat way, designed to help you steer and navigate your life through these times. We're living in times of transition. It's not easy. It's to help you guys, to help you navigate these times. It's full of really amazing cartoons written by a friend of mine. There's kind of spiritual cartoons. It's chock full of like applicable, easy to implement advice as to changes you can make in your life without having to move off grid. The things that I've learned, things about untecking yourself, you know, how to reduce your reliance on technology, spiritual tools and techniques for staying calm in these times, and focusing on what you do want rather than what you don't want. It's really, that's what it's all about. It's really proud of it. It's available from my website, bobhillary.com. I'm a conscious songwriter and musician, and all my music's on my website as well. Please feel free to have a listen to that. It's I make albums, and I also wrote I recorded an album called Simplify as well, which is songs for these times. So check that out. I just wanted to, you know, last thing to say, a lot of my work these days, I'm also working with men and women around healing, you know, the rifts between us, because, you know, for all that's been said during this interview around, you know, the feminine needing to step up in these times, as a man, I also want to just call out and say, also, there is much medicine from the masculine that is also very needed in these times. We, us men, we carry the attributes of, you know, the spear, the part of us that can just act and get shit done and guide and lead and protect. So we need these qualities in these times, and you know, the fierce protector, you know, that's going to protect us from mandatory vaccination, the part of us that can stand up and say no, you know, that's not happening to me or my loved ones. And and these qualities are within both sexes. We both have masculine and feminine inside of us. So actually, it's about making friends with the masculine and the feminine within us all, whether you're a man or you're a woman, and becoming, you know, balanced between the two. And that's what my work's all about. That's what my music's all about. And so please feel free to go and check out my music and spread the word and help me make a living, because I'm struggling a bit to make a living here in England, because I'm not allowed to flipping well perform because of COVID, which is nuts. So, but mainly, you know, I'm just keen for my music to get out there, and of course my book. So yeah, check me out. Thank you so much for having me. Been cool. We've covered some good stuff, huh?
It is cool, and it's an important message. And I think the one thing that I want to say in support of what you just talked about is there's a reason that both man and woman have been put on this earth, and there is an enormous amount of healing that has to happen. And you know, this idea of listening is not just between men and women, and this is really the big message for today. For those of my friends that are out there that are part of the LGBTQ community, you will find yourselves on one end or the other of whether you're listening or not. the message really is we're listening to understand, you know, and understand what is that person feeling? What is going on? And we have to bring the sexy back to the word feeling. It's been shut out of our culture for a long time. Thank you so much, Bob. I'm Dr. Pat. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up.